Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. In the Old Testament, one of the main ways that God manifested his presence among his people was through pillars, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. The first instance that we see this dramatic visual manifestation of the presence of God is found in Exodus 13 that occurs right after Pharaoh, the cruel Egyptian ruler, by the hand of God alone, let the Israelites go. As the children of Israel left Egypt in a hurry and journeyed through the wilderness to the Promised Land, they were never alone. The Bible says that God led the people, and even more specifically in Exodus chapter 13, verses 21 through 22, that the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night, and that he took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people, the Bible says. In other words, the Lord led his people and was with his people every step of the way by his divine presence, by his divine protection, and by his divine provision. Can't you just imagine if you're an Israelite living at this time? All you had ever known is slavery, but now you've been set free. You rejoice in your newfound freedom, your great deliverance given by God, but you have only known bondage your whole life and have never set one foot outside of the boundaries of Egypt. Now some guy called Moses, God's supposedly chosen deliverer, comes along and tells you that God talks to him and told him to lead you and all the nation of Israel, all 1 million of you, out of Egypt to the promised land that you'd never seen or been. Wouldn't you be wanting some additional assurance as you journey throughout the winding wilderness that you were going the right way, more than just resting in Moses' mere words? You see, the Lord knew that, and that is exactly why God reassured his people with the manifestation of his divine presence with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. God wanted his people to know not only that the Lord was with his people, but they were going in the right direction, and they were right on track where God wanted them to be. When COVID first broke out in 2020, it was a very confusing time, not only for our nation, for our world, but also for our churches and even for our CF ministry. In 1 week, back in March 11, 2020, we went from having almost 100 after-school Good News Clubs in the public schools in Illinois down to zero in one fell swoop. I began getting phone calls from our CF staff across the state asking, what should we do, or how do we go forward in our ministry to children, especially because if we can't be with the children in person and teach them God's word and share the gospel message with them, how can we point them to Christ? Honestly, it was a tough time, and looking back, I'm not sure how we made it through, but God. It felt like day by day we were wandering around in the wilderness, wondering where to go, what to do next, and how we in our CF ministry can stay on track. But through it all, and in the midst of all, God was right there, present with his people. I wish I could say that we saw a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, but we knew that the Lord was with us and that his divine presence never left. Through God's word, God's people, and through God's comforting, divine Holy Spirit, the Lord was leading and guiding every step of the way. Instead of face-to-face ministry with children, our CFUSA leadership encouraged us to do digital social media ministry to children and provided for us the tools. Then, when things began to slowly open up, we did literature distribution ministry and launched our Acts 2020 summer plan for that 2020 summer, doing in-person ministry with children, not in big numbers or in big places, but through teaching backyard 5-day clubs, going from house to house, teaching God's word. Any way that we could share the gospel with children and teach them God's word in person or from a digital distance, including starting online Zoom Bible clubs, that's what we did, and God blessed. There's no credit to be taken here for anything. It was 100% the Lord's leading and guiding us every step of the way by his divine presence. But throughout this nationwide and worldwide trial resulting in ministry challenges, we learned something else. Not only does the Lord lead his people by his divine presence, but also by his divine protection. As COVID began to wane and slowly let loose, the school districts across Illinois, school by school, began to open back up, with some districts allowing the after-school Good News Club ministry to resume. One of those places was not just a former Good News Club, but a brand new Good News Club in a public school. God was going before us and opening doors and at the same time protecting our ministry outreach. In this new club, 21 precious children were attending on a weekly basis in the fall of 2021. The team leaders of this new Good News Club consisted of several volunteers from various Bible churches, including retired school teachers who had taught in that very school district throughout the years. Throughout that fall, I received ministry reports and sweet testimonies how the children were faithfully coming to that Bible club each week and how that many of those children were coming to trust in Christ as their Savior. Then boom, then it happened. Out of the blue and seemingly out of nowhere, that very after-school Good News Club was spiritually attacked, which manifested itself in a matter of days into a full-blown nationwide media frenzy. Apparently, a satanic church group, if you even want to call it that, caught wind of this after-school Good News Club startup and tried everything they could to shut the club down by kicking up a gigantic media ruse, all to turn public opinion of the community and the school district to shut everything down after school, all to keep the Satan group from starting their own self-named after-school Satan Club. The tumult of this hurricane-like storm went on for months, but all I can say is that in the end, God wins. Not only did the Satan group fail to stop the after-school Good News Club of those 21 precious children from meeting each week, but also in a God-directed huge boomerang, we now have at least one more Good News Club and possibly even more starting up later this school year in that very same school district where the after-school Good News Club ministry was spiritually attacked. In other words, God not only led us by his divine presence to start this new club, but also God sovereignly oversaw the whole spiritual attack and divinely protected his people. In Exodus chapter 13, right after we are first introduced to the Lord's manifesting his presence and leading his people by a pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, in the very next chapter, in Exodus chapter 14, we read something amazing. When God's people had their backs up against the Red Sea and there was nowhere for them to go, what did God do? The scriptures make it clear that all this happened after the Israelites left Egypt. It was all part of God's plan. God specifically led his people right where he wanted them to be because God knew exactly what he would do. The Lord was going to part the Red Sea and make it not only a deliverance escape path for his people to walk across on dry ground, safe to the other side, but also in God's parting the Red Sea and then covering it back again, it would lead to the destruction of the Lord's enemies. As Israel was escaping in the midst of the divinely parted waters, Pharaoh's charging chariots were still right there. The Bible says that the Lord then hardened Pharaoh's heart again one more time, and Pharaoh was determined to either kill off all of God's people right then and there, or Pharaoh was going to round up the Israelites and drag God's people back again to Egypt as his captured slaves. But the Bible records a totally different outcome than Pharaoh could have ever imagined. As the Israelites' backs were up against the sea and God's people were in the most vulnerable position, the pillar of the cloud by day moved behind the people and stood between Israel and the Egyptians. What was God doing here? God, by his divine presence and his sovereign hand, was divinely protecting his people. You know, probably only in eternity will God's people know how many times God has sovereignly intervened in our lives and divinely protected his people. Whether Satan's attacks comes as an outright assault against the gospel or ugly, unfounded charges are hurled at us to cause harm or to destroy, or the threat of war, nationwide unrest, disease, or the enemy's ill plan meant for evil against God's people, we can know and trust that God is sovereign over it all. The Lord is not only divinely present with his people, but also the Lord is more than able, according to his will, to divinely protect his people. But what is interesting about this pillar of cloud account in Exodus chapter 14 is that it apparently had a twofold purpose. God not only leads his people by his divine presence and by his divine protection, but also by his divine provision. To the Egyptians, the pillar was a cloud of darkness and confusion. The towering cloud was God's provision to block the enemy's way and to stop them from causing harm to God's people. But to the Israelites, the pillar on their side was not a pillar of cloud of darkness, but a pillar of fire to provide light for God's people, to light their way in the midst of darkness and to fill it with God's burning fire so that God's people could see and follow God's provided path for them, even through the midst of the sea. Since the fallout of COVID in 2020, myself, along with many others, have been actively praying that God would bring a sweeping revival across our land, especially among the children, the future generations, that God would turn their hearts and the hearts of many people from all ages and from all nations to return to Him. An outflow of that revival prayer is that God would prayerfully swing wide open a greater path, a greater opening in our schools and our communities across our state for the gospel. Now, I have no idea where we're at on that revival timeline prayer, but I want to report to you today that I believe that God's pillar of providing for His people and lighting up our path in the midst of spiritual darkness is on the move. It all started this summer in July when the phone calls began to come. First, there was an invite to come to Joliet, Illinois, to meet a husband and wife and an African pastor from the Congo who came to the United States and planted a church in Joliet. Francine, the pastor's wife, was no stranger to CEF. In fact, her testimony that she shared with us is that it was through a CEF Good News Club meeting in her home in the Congo is how she came to Christ. Now, I don't know how the story is going to end yet, but Francine and her husband are very interested in seeing not only their church being trained to reach children in their church, their community, and even in the schools in their area, but also they have connections with other Congo and African pastors who have planted churches across Illinois and even in other states. I would ask that you pray with us because this October 14th and 15th, we are having our first Good News Club training at their Congolese church in Joliet. But you know, that's only one story of how God is going before us, providing our way and lighting our path. In August, we received another phone call from a Christian ministry in East St. Louis who asked us to come and train their volunteers in starting a Good News Club in the inner city in Washington Park. Years ago, they had a Good News Club, but then COVID shut it all down. But now they sense God was leading them, and they are greatly burdened to teach the gospel and to share God's word to the children in their community. You know, there are so many other stories. I don't even know how to recount them all to you in this short time, but it feels like right now that God is lighting a fire throughout our state in Illinois and providing and directing His people's path. People are coming up and saying to our staff, "We want to get back in the schools again with an after-school Good News Club." Now, some of these are former clubs that are like a restart after COVID, but others are brand new. Pastors are hearing for the first time that their church can be in the schools teaching God's word in partnership with CEF. This weekend, my coworker and I are traveling down to southern Illinois near Carbondale, where there are 40-plus people and several churches that are planning to attend to come together for a 9-hour Friday through Saturday training all to start up Good News Clubs in public schools, and three of them are brand-new church partnerships for after-school Good News Clubs. Praise the Lord. You know, I don't know exactly where all this is going, but I do know that God, just like in the Old Testament with the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, God is on the move and He is leading His people. And wherever God leads by His divine presence, by His divine protection, and by His divine provision, that's where I want to be and that's where I want to see our ministry go. Just this week, my coworker, Jill Hostetler, she shared with me that she got a phone call from a lady who heard about CEF and how you could be in the public school through the after-school Good News Clubs years ago. But that time in her life, she was busy raising her children and also doing homeschooling. But then this fall, while she was out working in her garden, she was thinking about, you know, the harvest that God had provided. And she was thinking, you know, it's important not to waste that harvest, but to bring the harvest in. And as she was thinking about that harvest, it was like the Lord impressed upon her heart, saying, "But I have an even greater harvest for you, and it's right there across the street in the public school." God is on the throne, and He knows exactly what He is doing and where He is leading us. God has a plan for each of us, and it is for us as God's people to follow the Lord's pillars of cloud by day and pillars of fire by night. God is still God today, leading His people. God is going before us and is lighting up the way by His burning fire of presence, protection, and provision so that we, as His people, would simply follow Him. Thanks again for listening, and may God light your path today as you follow and serve Him today.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. I don't wanna forget, so please.
again.